This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The earth groans and the signs of the times press upon us. A manufactured peace, a deceptive calm, settles over the nations even as the foundations tremble. But do not mistake this for stability. It is the brittle stillness before the fracturing, the quiet before the storm. Yahuwah is exposing the rot at the heart of Edom, and with that exposure comes disruption, upheaval, and ultimately, restoration. We see it in the shifting currents, in the awakening within scattered Israel. A generation is stirring, not with naive optimism, but with a pragmatic resolve. They are turning away from the dependencies that have bound them to Edom's system, recognizing the false promises of security offered by a dying order. Remember the exile, the lesson etched in sorrow when Israel trusted in the arm of flesh instead of Yahuwah's provision. A people reliant on foreign powers for their sustenance are a people ripe for control. Yahuwah promised a land flowing with milk and honey, not merely abundance but self-sufficiency. And now, we witness the ancient promise rekindled. It isn't a return to some idyllic past, but a forging of a new future, built on the principles of stewardship and sustainability. These are not new concepts, but ancestral wisdom rediscovered, reawakened in a generation that has seen the fragility of the globalized system. Look closely. The scramble for dwindling resources, the weaponization of water, these are not anomalies, but hallmarks of a collapsing paradigm. Edom's garden, grown on ashes, is beginning to reveal its barren core. The illusion of plenty is fading, and the people of Israel, the scattered seed, are beginning to understand that true security lies not in the hands of nations, but in the land and in Yahuwah's provision. This isn't about escaping the world, but about building a resilient foundation within it. We see a rising tide of innovation, permaculture practices, rainwater harvesting, advanced filtration technologies. This is more than a trend. It's a divine impulse, a response to the call to reclaim ancestral knowledge and build a future independent of Edom's control. It's the activation of wellsprings of restoration, long dormant but now bubbling to the surface. But let us not be deceived by superficial signs. There is a bloom on the fig tree, a visible change, but it's rooted in bitterness. Edom will attempt to co-opt this awakening, to repackage these principles as its own, to integrate them into its existing system of control. They will offer sustainable solutions that ultimately serve their own ends. Be discerning. True restoration is not about patching up a broken system, but about dismantling it and building something new, something founded on covenant, on justice, and on Yahuwah's enduring promises. This is the challenge facing this generation, to separate the wheat from the chaff, to identify the genuine expressions of restoration from the counterfeit imitations offered by Edom. The iron curriculum, the systemic indoctrination that has captured generations, is a powerful force. The stripping of ancestral knowledge, the loss of identity, these are the weapons Edom wields to keep Israel captive. But Yahuwah is breaking those chains. He is awakening a memory within the hearts of his people, a remembrance of who they are, where they came from, and what they are called to be. He is stirring within them a desire for independence, a longing to reclaim the ancient ways of stewardship, and a commitment to building a future rooted in covenant. This is not a passive process. It requires courage, resilience, and an unwavering commitment to truth. It requires a willingness to challenge the status quo, to reject the false narratives of Edom, and to embrace the difficult path of restoration. The judgment upon Edom is unfolding. The exposure of its lies, the unraveling of its power, these are not merely signs of destruction, but precursors to a new dawn. A dawn where Israel, the scattered seed, is gathered, restored, and empowered to fulfill its covenant purpose. A dawn where Yahuwah reigns supreme and justice prevails across the earth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.